Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 63 today on a gray, rainy day. Psalm 63 doesn't have the attitude of gray and rain. In fact, it's a psalm of David of praise, but also when he's in the wilderness of Judah, so in a place where there would not be a lot of rain. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my soul longs for thee, in a dry and weary land where no water is. So have I looked upon thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory. For thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, so will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee, thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword, and they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, for the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. In David's psalm, faith triumphed over fear. I hadn't noticed it in my readings in the past, but as these psalms have been progressing, I have lately seen this connection of fear and frustrated faith, and in here we can see how faith triumphed. And the triumph of faith over this fear is spoken and expressed and lived and operated in this attitude of praise. In the wilderness of the south, pursued by the enemy, hiding hundreds of men, is it no surprise that David is thirsty and hungry? And this desire David has is his desire to God. It's the whole of his soul and heart. And so with a dry mouth, is it too dry to praise? Though parched, David will praise. Loving kindness of God is greater than being alive, is the way David speaks. And he risked his life repeatedly in order to stay well with God and to not go against God's anointed and chosen ideas. David risked his life, and he demonstrated that God's loving kindness is greater than living. And so by this praise, David lives as one who is well fed. David rests and has a peaceful night as he lays his head on his pillow, calm with good praise-filled meditations on God. He doesn't lay down full of guilt or anxiety. He doesn't chase troubles away with drink or late nights on phones or on TV in order to fall asleep in a rush, but rather, he can lay himself down to rest in peace and rise in peace because he has a praise-filled life of peace. We see that in verses 3 through 8. Even in a land with no peace, in a parched and dry land, he has it. In 9 and 10, he has a calm view of the enemy. They are no trouble, even at a troubled time and in a land that is troubled. They are no trouble for David. He does not curse the enemy, but rather speaks very clearly, this is what's coming. Faith triumphed in David's heart, and praise rules the day. Let's read it again. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My soul longs for thee in a dry and weary land where no water is. So have I looked upon thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. For thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. So will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholds me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Even one that swears by him shall glory. For the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Verse 11 has almost a play with the words and how those who speak out and swear by God can themselves glory or boast, while the ones who speak lies will be stopped. Their mouths shall be stopped, their lies shall be stopped, but those who swear by God and praise in him shall ever speak. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.